Susan Shapiro Barish is the author of Tripping the Prom Queen, The Truth About Women and Rivalry, and psychiatrist Gail Saltz is a Today contributor. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So when is it time? When do you decide, or how do you decide that, you know what, this thing just isn't working anymore? And you, Gail, believe honesty is the best policy.
You know what, I really do, because I think, frankly, we take a lot of our friendships too lightly, unlike romantic relationships, which we invest and think and we do a million segments on. Friendships are important relationships, and if you're going to value something, then honesty and real communication is, one, the only way to salvage it when it may need salvaging, and two, the only way to really get closure and end something so that someone doesn't keep chasing it, feeling humiliated, and sort of dragging it out.
So you actually end on a good note, in
exactly.
a sense.
Exactly. I think you don't burn a bridge that way.
So how do we know it's time to end a relationship, a friendship?
I think when there are more negative possibilities in the friendship and there's nothing really good happening, when you are trying to avoid the friend, and for women it's even harder.
Is it different for men and women?
I think it is.
Why?
Yeah. Well, women, you know, they hold the bar so high, they think that their friends can heal all the ills. You know, an unhappy marriage, you confide in your friend, a troubled child. And so when a friend can't help you because her own life is so complicated, then you feel that your friend let you down.
Mm-hmm. And then for men?
You know what? Men's friendships tend to be based more on shared activities. They certainly feel emotionally about their friends. You would say that, Al, right?
Sure.
But maybe not as intensely or in such a complicated way. You know, for women especially, but for men too, we often choose our friends based on old stories, on old relationships they remind us of, like a sibling relationship or a parent relationship. And therefore, for women, they're often fraught with very complicated feelings that aren't actually about what's happening in the current relationship, but old stuff. And so it can be difficult to tell, is what's going on right now more about me or about you? Mm-hmm. And that's a helpful thing to sort out before you decide to break off a relationship.
And is it usually about us more than the other person?
Well, I think that women often think that they're sort of in it together, that their lives reflect one another. They're sort of what I would call the twinning syndrome.
Right.
And it isn't really like that. You know, women have very individual lives.
So what is the best way to break up a friendship?
I think it depends partly on what kind of friendship we're talking about, because there are many different kinds. If it's more the casual relationship, you see them from time to time, I know people hate confrontation, and then it may be okay to sort of just back off and let it go. But if this is a relationship you've invested in or a long-term friend, then honestly, first of all, try to fix it, because that life history you share with that person, that's not easily replaceable.
But what about the friendships where it's casual to you,
right?
But to the other person, they seem to think that you are best friends. And
you're on a different page with
different
each
level.
Other.
But you have to admit that there's a problem. You have to admit that that the give and take isn't equal or even close to equal. And then I think you can talk about it. But I agree with Gail. You have to talk about it.
You know, really, if you sat down and said in some sort of kind, I mean, it should be kind. The point is not to blast the person away, to be thinking of them too, but to say, look, these things just aren't working. You might, first of all, find out that you've been wrong, that you've been thinking something's going on that they didn't understand that could be repaired, and you might want to try again. But moreover, if it's not going to work, just say it flatly. Just say, you know what, you're a good
and
person.
And don't let it fade away.
Don't let it fade away. Just say, you're a good person. It's not going to work. It gives you both closure, and it keeps both of you from feeling later that you're going to be hurt and have trouble investing in a new relationship.
All right.
And
so
you have to remember, it's as important as a love relationship, a marriage. These friendships are very, very highly valued.
All right, ladies, thank you so much. Good
thank
advice.
You.
Susan Shapiro Barish and Dr. Gail Saltz, thanks.